From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president tells some lawmakers they should stay in town to work on health care. President Donald Trump says senators should not leave Washington for August recess unless they act on legislation to repeal and replace the Obama-era health care law. Trump also says any Republican senator who opposes starting debate on the legislation is saying they are fine with Obamacare. Trump made his comments at the start of a White House lunch with the Senate GOP caucus one day after Republicans derailed a vote on a repeal and replace bill.
We're in this room today to deliver on our promise to the American people to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that they have the health care that they need. We have no choice. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Trump and Republicans maintain that the current system is failing and must be replaced. However, divisions among Republicans have complicated that task. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had delayed the start of the Senate's August recess by 2 weeks to give lawmakers time to find consensus on the issue. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by President Trump to block a judge's ruling that prevented his travel ban on people from six Muslim-majority countries from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens. In a partial win for Trump, the court put on hold part of the judge's ruling that would have allowed more people to enter the United States under a separate ban on refugees if it went into effect. The brief order said the court's decision is temporary while the San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit of Appeals considers a separate appeal on the same issue. Yet somewhat confusing. This is VOA News. Iran's president says his country will stand up to the United States and reciprocate for any new sanctions that America imposes on the Islamic Republic. Hassan Rouhani says that if Washington, under any pretext, imposes new sanctions against Iran, we will stand up to the United States. The new sanctions by the United States target 18 Iranian individuals and groups. At the United Nations in New York, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif told VOA that sanctions have unfortunately become a bad habit with the United States and that the U.S. can expect reprisals from Iran.
It would involve people who have participated in terrorism and extremism in our region as well as supporting expansionist policies.
Also Tuesday, the U.S. renewed its demand that Iran free three Americans held on what the U.S. calls fabricated national security-related charges, and also insisted Iran keep its promise to free former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who has been missing in Iran for more than a decade. The U.S. announced the new sanctions just a day after it recertified Iranian compliance with a nuclear agreement it signed in 2015 with the U.S. and five other world powers. Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. That, according to the country's prime minister, acknowledging that, but insisting that these were individual acts for which the perpetrators would be punished. The remarks by Haider al-Abadi at a late-night press conference came after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul and showing troops throwing captured IS suspects off of a high wall and then shooting their bodies below. The U.S.-backed, nearly nine-month-old campaign for Mosul is mired in violations committed by government forces and paramilitaries that international human rights groups have decried as war crimes, ranging from extrajudicial killings for IS suspects to forced displacement and detention of civilians. The most recent evidence are the videos that emerged even after al-Abadi last week declared total victory in Mosul. Another video showed a soldier gunning down an unarmed man kneeling in front of a car. A top Russian diplomat says Moscow has given its consent to President Trump's proposal to make John Huntsman the next U.S. ambassador to Russia. Trump on Tuesday nominated Huntsman, a former ambassador to China and to Singapore, for the Moscow post. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov was quoted as saying on state television, "We've given agreement knowing Mr. Huntsman's biography very well, understanding that he is a high professional." I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.